We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Gimel. V'ze bechinas koil shofar, she'oz nimtokim gvuras Yitzchok al yidei Avram. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going back to clarify what he mentioned earlier, that when we blow shofar, blowing the shofar is a concept of hamtoka sadinim, and the shofar itself represents Yitzchok, who is Midas Hadin. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that what's taking place is that Avram Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu who is Chesed, Yaakov Avinu who is a combination of Chesed and Gvura, they together are working to sweeten the din of Yitzchok. Ki oz oile hazman, shu b'chinas Gvuras Yitzchok, lebechinas Avram oyavai, shu b'chinas lamala mi'azman. Because during the shofar blowing, during Rosh Hashanah, the concept of Zman, which we said earlier was a concept of Gvura, Yitzchok, Tzimtzum, is being elevated to the level of Lemala min Hazman, which is the concept of Avram Avinu, Ahavo. Vaydeze nishma v'nizgale ha'koil koil Yaakov. And when we're zecha to do this, when we're zecha to take Zman and elevate it to Lemala min Hazman through Tshuva, as we learned in the previous year, then we're zecha to reveal the koil koil Yaakov. Shaydeze nimtak ha'koil kanal. And when we're zecha to reveal that koil Yaakov, then everything, all the gevura is sweetened. V'ze b'chinas meitzach ha-shofar. This is the concept of the narrow part of the shofar from which you blow. B'chinas min ha-meitzar korosiko. That's the pasuk we say right before shofar blowing, that we're crying out Hashem min ha-meitzar, from the narrow place, from the constriction. B'chinas batzar lecho u'metzaucho. As the pasuk says, that when you'll feel that you're in a very tight spot, that's when you're going to find Hashem. Sheze bechinas gvurois Yitzchok, bechinas zman, umishom daiko, shoymin hakoil koil Yaakov, shu bechinas koil denofik mishofar kanal. And it's from that meitzar, from that gvur of Yitzchok, that we're zeichet to hear the koil that comes forth from the shofar, which is the koil Yaakov. Ki ze ho ikar, because this is the main thing, lahamtik hadin bishoroshoi, to try to sweeten the din in its place of origin, v'lafoi hadin l'rachmim, and to convert the din to rachmonis. Shetoikev gvuros Yitzchok shubchinas hazman, shemishom ikra achizas hadinim chas v'sholom, bechinas batzar lecho, bechinas meitzar ha-shofor, yihie nimtak, v'yale l'bechinas l'mala mi'azman, bechinas Avraham. What we're trying to do is take the harsh gvuros of Yitzchok, which is the concept of Zman, which is where the Midas Hadin is plugged into, which is corresponds to Batzar Lecho, the Meitzar HaShofar, and be mamtik that, sweeten that, and elevate it to Lamala min Hazman, which is the concept of Avraham. Ad Shemishom Daiko Yien Izgale V'Nimtak HaKoil, so that from there itself should be Nimtak the Koil, Shezeh HaKoil Yefsher L'Shmoya Kim Al Yidei Bechinas Lamala min Hazman, whereby that special koil, that koil koil Yaakov, we said the only time you can hear that is when you're in a level of lamala min hazman. V'achshov nishma v'nizgala ha-koil daiko mitoch b'chinas gvuras Yitzchok, shu ha-shofar shel ayil, eilu shel Yitzchok. And now on Rosh Hashanah, we're being privileged to hear that koil coming from gvuras Yitzchok, the shofar, which is the ayil of Yitzchok, which is meitzar ha-shofar. Because through the process of tshuva, tshuva brings about a hamtoka sadinim, so we're zoicha to sweeten the gvura of the mid of Yitzchok, ad shehazman oyla lebechinas lamala mazman kanal, so that we're zoicha to take the midas hagvura, Yitzchok, which is zman, and elevate it to lamala mazman, which is Avraham, so that, and from there, from that level of lamalam and hazman, we're hearing that koil shehu nishma daiko al yidei shoila hazman lamalam and hazman. Paragraph Dalid. V'ze b'chinas hisoyerus hasheno shebishas hashofar kemuva. And this is the whole concept of one of the most important messages of the shofar, which is to wake us up from our sleep, our spiritual sleep, as is brought in all the Sforim. Bechinas uru yeshenem mitir damaschem. Wake up, you who are sleeping from your deep, deep sleep. Ki ikra hazman hu bebechina shena kanal. Because as we explained earlier, when do you really feel the heaviness of time, zman? During sleep. We said during sleep, 3 real minutes could feel like 3 years. So that's the ikra bechina of zman. During Shena, She'oz hu histalkus hadas. When a person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down. Vo'oz nis'arech hazman be'yoyser kanam. That's when the time feels longest. U'kishem esoyrin me'ashena. And when we wake up from sleep, oz royin she'zeh she'nidma b'chaloyim shuzman orach moed, be'emes eno rak reva shokanal. That's when we realize that during our dream, when it felt like a couple of years, it was actually a few minutes in real life. Nimtzo shehisoyrus hasheno hu bebechinas lemala meyazman. So that waking up from sleep is toikef hazman, waking up from sleep is going out of the heaviness of zman to a level of lemala meyazman, compared to what you're experiencing when you're sleeping. This is why blowing of the shofar, which is that koil koil yakov, is a concept of waking up from sleep. Because as we said, during shofar blowing, we're going from zman to lamalam and azman. That's a concept of going from sleep to waking up from sleep. Paragraph A, V'alkein toiken b'shoifor shehu keren shel behema. Now Rav Nosson Sal explains, this is why the instrument that we use to blow on Rosh Hashanah is the keren, the shoifor of a behema, of an animal. Ki ikar hazman hu bebechinas behema shehu chisoron adas. Because when we talk about zman versus lemalam and azman, that can be compared to behema versus Odom. Because as we said before, whenever you're talking about a lower level of Das, you're talking about heavier Zman, more Zman. Like children, we mentioned the example of children compared to adults. To a kid, 5 minutes feels like 5 years. You tell a kid, wait 5 minutes, he's jumping out of his skin already. And to an adult, so same thing, Lahavdil, Behema versus Odom. Behema is a much lower level of Das than Odom. So Behema is Bechinas Zman, compared to Adam, who relative to Behema is a level of Lamalam and Azman. Ki a Behema ain lo das, ki im koyach hamedame. Because a Behema doesn't have intelligence on the level of human intelligence, what we call human intelligence. Rather, what Behema has is koyach hamedame, which is a much lower level das. Shehu bechinas shena, which can be compared to sleep. She'oz hurak koyach hamedame. When a human being is sleeping, that's when his koyach hamedame is working, which is a much lower level of das. It's his imagination, you know, a lower level of das. V'shom ikra zman kanal. And as we mentioned earlier, that's where zman is. V'alkein kol habehemois v'hachayois v'ho'oifois v'chol oilom ha'koil nivra koidem l'hodom b'sheish yisimei ha'maiseh. Now we can understand why all the animals and birds and everything were created before man, during the 6 days of creation. V'ho'odom nivra achreyem b'soif sheishis me'amaisa. Man, Odom Arishon, was created after all of them, at the end of the 6 days. Ki hu rochoik me'azman yoyser mikulam v'koroiv b'yoyser l'bechines l'mal me'azman shu bechines Shabbos. Because man is more distant from Zman, from the heaviness of Zman, than all other creations. Man is the closest one. He is the highest level Das of the whole Bria. Therefore, he's the closest one to Lamalam and Azman, which is Shabbos, which is Tshuva. When the Torah says to do Tshuva, it says, V'shavto ad Hashem lekecho, you will return to Hashem. Shavto, Shin Beis Tov, is Shabbos. Shabbos is Tshuva. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas Tshuva, b'chinas Oilom Haba, b'chinas v'shavto ad Hashem lekecho, shu b'chinas l'malam yazman. Hashem lekecho is Oilom Haba, which is l'malam yazman. B'chinas ubeirachtoi mikol hayomim, v'kidashtoi mikol hazmanim. As we say in the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, that Hashem blessed Shabbos that it's above all the days, and he was mekadesh it above all zman. She Shabbos Kodesh hu mevoirach u mekudosh mikol hayomim vazmanim. Shabbos is more blessed and more holy than all the days and all the zman. Ki hu bebchinas lamala meazman. Shabbos is a concept of lamala meazman. V'sheish yisimei ma'ase heim bechinas zman. The 6 days of the week are zman. You talk to a person who works hard during the week in whatever he's doing, comes to Shabbos, he feels like he's in a different world, number one. And again, during the week seems to be dragging. Every hour he's at work, another hour. Shabbos, it's flying. You know, the time races on Shabbos because he's in a bechin of Olam Haba, he's in a bechin of Lamala Me'azman. Because the sheishes imamaisa him bebchinas zman, ki him bebchinas oilam haze, bechinas hayoim la asoisam. Because the 6 days of the week symbolize a concept of zman, a concept of oilam haze, a concept of hayoim la asoisam, that this is the place of asiya, sheshom ikra zman, that's where the main zman is. V'alkein hakoil nivrot chila b'sheishes imamaisa koidem l'odam. This is why everything was created first, before man, ki ha'odom hu bardas shezeo geder odom. Man is the most intelligent being. V'alkein hu rochok me'azman b'yoisa mikol abriyos. Therefore, he is further away from zman than all other creations. V'alkein nivro b'soif hazman mamish. That's why he was created at the end of time, in a sense, at the end of the 6 days. Dahainu b'yayim hashishi, kidei sheikones l'shabbos miyad. Because Hashem wanted Odom Rishon to go right into Shabbos. Kama shamra zal, as the Gemara says, hainu kidei sheikones tekef l'bechinas l'malam yazman shu Shabbos. Hashem wanted Odom Rishon to go right into the level of l'malam yazman, which is Shabbos. Ki ze ikar brias odom boze hoilom shikashe tachtoin belyoin. Because this is the main purpose of man in this world, which is to attach the lower level to the higher level. Shikashe via lebechinas hazman, lebechinas lamala mezman. To attach this physical world, the sheshe simi amaisa, which is bechinas zman, to lamala mezman. Nimtza. Sheikrazman hu bebechinas behemius, bechinas hederadas, bechinas shena. So therefore, time is associated with low-level das, like behemius, and sleep. V'alkein toikim bekeren behema daiko. This is why we use a part of a behema to blow with. We use the shofar that comes from a behema. Ki zeh hoikar levarer ulahalois toikif achizas hazman lebechinas lamalam yazman. Because our mission is to elevate zman to lamalam yazman. At shemitoich keren behema. Shu bechinas heder adas bechinas zman. So that we're able to take a keren of a behema, which is bechinas lack of das, zman, mishom daiko yenishma hakoil dekdusha, and from there be able to blast forth the coil of kedusha, bechinas koil yakov, shebechinas koil shofar, sheze hakoil einoi nishma kiim bechinas lamalam yazman kanal, whereby one can only hear that coil in a level of lamalam in azman. V'achshov nishma ze hakoil mitoich hashofar mikaren behem adaiko. And now on Rosh Hashanah, through the tshuva process, we have the ability to hear that coil coming from the shofar. Ki ze hoikar lahalois toikef achizas hazman lebechinas lamalam hazman. Because again, this is our main mission, to elevate super zman behemius, to elevate it to lamalam yazman, at shemishom daiko yenishma hakoil, so that from what was first behemius heder adas, we elevated it to such a level of das that it's able to bring forth that special coil of kedusha. Paragraph of ki karne behemo hem yoitzim mi moisrois hamoyach shalohem, because the horns of an animal come from the moisrois, from the excesses of the brain, of the skull of the animal. Kenira b'chush, as we see. It's an extra piece, like, attached to the head. Umoyach habehemo megusham kol kach, at shemi moisrois hamoyach yoitzim karniyim gashmiyim. The brain of an animal is so physical, and notice a brain is supposed to be something spiritual. A brain is das, moichin, you know, heaven. But the brain of an animal is so magushim that from its moisrois come forth physical horns, something mamash you can hold in your hand. Ki ho'odom shehu bar das, because man, who is a much, much higher level intelligent being, kishe zoiche l'shleimus hadas, when a person is zoiche to develop himself to a level of shleimus hadas, at shehadas nigdal kol kach, at shekle amoichin ein yuchel l'kabel agozdas, to the point where his brain expands so much, he's zoiche to so high a level of das that his brain can't hold the das that he's pouring into it, azai, what happens is the seichel that can't go in anymore remains outside like a makif, like a halo around the person's head. That's the concept of karnayim. Karnayim here means like a glow. It's like a glow, a halo that radiates from that person. Like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, that his moichin were shining so brightly that it couldn't be contained within its head. It was coming out. It was radiating out where people were able to see it. That's this kirun oyer haponim, where his face is glowing from the moichin. It can't be contained in the brain. It's blasting out. Aval habehema she'ein lo das, whereas a behema that does not have human intellect, it doesn't have that level of das, azai nase mi moisrei hamoyach karnayim mamish. Then from its moisrei hamoyach, from the excesses of its brain, becomes something physical, these physical horns, which are also called karnayim. Interesting, one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, one of the very, very, very special deep Sifrei Kabbalah, is called the Sefer Karnayim, which was written by one of the early Mekubalim, and it's so special that Reb Shimshon Ostropolya, who was one of the greatest geniuses, number one, and greatest Mekubalim in the 1500s, he wrote a commentary to explain this Karnayim. This Karnayim, every word, every line is like a page. It's like Tikkun Ezor. It's something that's written very cryptic, very, very short. And Reb Shimshon Ostropolya was on the level to understand it and to elaborate and explain it. It's one of the very special Sforim, the Sefer Karnayim, that's based on the calendar year. He has Chidushim on each month, beautiful revelations. So again, the word Karnayim means either an incredible, brilliant light that's radiating from the brain, a light, or when we talk about a behema who doesn't have that kind of brain, when we talk about a behema that doesn't have that kind of brain, from its moisrei hamoyach, from the overflow of its moyach, comes physical horns, which are also called karnayim, that same name. Ki be'emes hadas hu lemala me'azman, lemala me'amokim, because the truth is that das is above zman, above mokim. Because when we know, when we talk about the midos of Hashem, keser chochma bino or chochma bino das are the upper three, then you have the lower seven, chesed, gvura, teferes. Those lower seven, that's Zman. Hashem created the world in 7 days. And there's 7 years in a Shemitah. And there's seven Shemitahs in a Yovel. And there's seven Arotzois. Zman and Mokoim are guided by the number seven. So the minute we go out of seven, the minute we go to the eighth floor, which is either Das or Bina, depending on what you're talking about, we're above Zman, like Rav Nosson Zal says here. Ki be'emes hadas hu lemala me'azman, lemala me'amokim. The das is above Zman and Mokim. Ki lemala me'azman hu lemala me'amokim, heim bebechina achas, kemuvan bedivrei Rabbeinu Amur v'Leil. Because the concept of lemala me'azman and lemala me'amokim are one concept. It's a concept of something ruchani, spiritual, that doesn't take up space, and that doesn't operate within the parameters of time. It's not limited by time in any way. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, were able to stop the sun. They were able to override time. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on the day that he passed away, he started giving a shir, and he said, we have this shir to give, and it's going to take pretty long. However, Don't worry about the clock. I'm stopping it, right? The sun is going to stay right there and wait till we're finished. So we see again, there was a level of das, of secrets of Torah being revealed that was above time, that master time. Time didn't control it. It controlled time. The Alkain, and therefore, Makife Ha'odam, the Makifin of a person. Makifin means his highest level of das. Not the das that's inside his brain, but the das that's outside his brain waiting to be taken in. It's like the next level, which he hasn't gotten to, which he can get to, but he hasn't gotten to in a sense. Shehem Iker Shleimus Hadas, that's the real Shleimus Hadas of the person, for him to work and struggle to acquire those Makifin, to take those Makifin and put them in his brain. By a human being, those makifin cannot be contained within time or place. There's something completely spiritual that are not bound by anything physical. Aval bebehema, but we're talking about a behema who has a much, 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 much lower level das. The moisre hamoichin of the behema that can't go into its brain, heim boikim the yoitzim, they push out and they come out, venasimihim karnayim gashmi mamish, and they result in these physical horns that come out of the animal's head. She'ein bohem shum chius v'tam klal, they have no life to them. The horn isn't a living thing like the skin of a person. And it has no taste at all. The horns have no taste. They're tasteless. Rak choymer megusham beyoser. But rather, it's something completely gashmi. It's a physical zach, you know, shtick. Uberosh Hashanah, loikhin keren hashoifer, shu keren hayoivel. And on Rosh Hashanah, we take this keren hashoifer, this keren of this ram, mishom and from that super gashmius, we're able to bring forth such a high level of ruchnius, the koil koil Yaakov. Ki achshov nimtak v'oila b'chinas keren behema, because now on Rosh Hashanah we have the ability to sweeten and to elevate this horn of this animal, which is b'chinas mokoim uzman, heder adas, it's the b'chin of lack of das. Bechinas Shena, the concept of sleep. Bechinas Gvurois Yitzchok. Nimtak Va'oila Lebechinas Avrom Oyavai. All of that din, all of that lack of das, is elevated up, up, up to the level of Avrom Oyavai. Bechinas Lamala Menazman. Bechinas Hisoirus Hashena. Umishom Daiko Nishma Hakoil Koil Yaakov. And it's from that shofar that comes forth this Koil Yaakov. I remember hearing about 30-some-odd years ago, when I was first Mekurov to Breslov, in one of the shiurim of Rabbi Chaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, he mentioned that it's brought in Sforim that one of the reasons why Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah is Miloshen Shena, meaning that every single year, the Satan comes down to the world with a new briefcase, a new suitcase, a new bag of tricks to put people asleep for another year. To try to keep people asleep. One year it was airplanes, and cars, computers, internet, digital, to keep people asleep. What's asleep? Not involved in the pursuit of Torah, of the full depth of Torah, not using their brains and their whole chias for what really counts, Torah, Tefillah, Avodas Hashem, but rather being distracted by the shtuyot that the Eitz Zahor has introduced to the world for that year. The new model. Every year a new model of sleep. You know, that concept. And if a person knows this, if he knows that that's Rosh Hashanah, is Milosh Hashanah, that's why the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that a Jew who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah by day, Chas Hashanah, his mazel will sleep for the whole year. Meaning, Rosh Hashanah, the most important thing is no sleeping. When you're not supposed to, make sure to be very awake. The whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah is His Oirus Hashena. The mitzvah d'oraisa of Rosh Hashanah is the alarm clock, the wake, the shofar blowing, blasting, super awake. Again, for people who are zeicha to get up for chatzois and be up, you know, from chatzois till morning, could be by them, if they rest after musaf, you know, for a half hour or something like that, that's not called sleep, you know, but But I'm saying it is a special thing. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avroch, used to stress this very much in his shiurim, that Rosh Hashanah, to be very, very careful for those people who do sleep at night, to certainly be careful Rosh Hashanah by day, not to sleep. That's one of the main avoidas, this His Oirus Hashanah.